From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. After months of bitter negotiations, Broadway's stagehands went on strike today, shutting down most shows on the Great White Way. From New York, Jeff London has our report.
At about 10 a.m., the picket line started appearing in front of Broadway theaters. Charlotte St. Martin, who represents the producers, says the stagehands really knew how to hit Broadway where it hurt.
The first show they chose to strike was How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and we realized that it was just very appropriate that that's the first one that they would do it for, because they are like the Grinch, stealing the magic of Broadway to all the children and families who are here to see Broadway shows and to kick off their holiday season.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Of course, who the Grinch is up to interpretation. Broadway's stagehands, the backstage workers who install and operate the sets, lights, and props in theaters, have been working without a contract since July. Negotiations have been tense and have broken off a couple of times. The dispute is over long-established work rules, which the producers say are archaic and expensive. Local One, the stagehands union, would not speak to the press, but handed out leaflets to Broadway patrons saying, quote, "Theater owners and producers are demanding a 38% cut in our jobs and wages." But try telling that to the thousands of patrons who came to New York to catch a Broadway show this weekend, like Emily Weisberg from Raleigh, North Carolina.
We were planning to see The Drowsy Chaperone for my mother's 50th birthday that I planned over a month ago.
And when did you find out that there was a strike?
This morning.
And how do you feel about this?
I'm really angry.
In all, 28 shows are affected by the strike, including some of Broadway's biggest hits, like Wicked, Hairspray, and The Phantom of the Opera. 8 shows will continue to perform, among them Young Frankenstein and Mary Poppins, because they play in theaters that aren't covered by the expired contract. Some shows are already feeling the pain, says Grinch producer James Sanna.
We just opened last night. We had a fantastic opening. Great notices. And we wake up this morning to find out that there's going to be no performances. We have 4 shows scheduled for today, and 6,000 people were coming to the theater, and it's very, very disappointing that we have to turn them away.
And some smaller shows could even close, says Charlotte St. Martin of the League of American Theaters and Producers.
Certainly the shows that don't have advance sales or who are teetering on even breaking even will be challenged by a lengthy strike.
And many other businesses will be affected, from hotels to restaurants to parking garages, an estimated $17 million a day. As curtain time for the matinees approached, the cast members of Broadway's shows assembled in front of theaters in solidarity with the stagehands. Tony Winner and television star David Hyde Pierce stood under the marquee of the show he's starring in. Curtains.
We're here to support our fellow workers in the stagehands union, first of all, because these guys literally have our lives in their hands every night. And we're also here because we hate strikes, and we think this is a terrible way to do business.
Unfortunately for Hyde Pierce and his fellow cast members, no new negotiations have been scheduled between the stagehands and producers, so the curtain won't raise on curtains in the near future. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.